Hi, and welcome to another edition of the Flying High podcast series for ambitious leaders, aggressive teams, and high achievers with me, Rick Hocek. Let's dig in. Hey, have you ever had your mind go blank at an inopportune moment? You know, you couldn't think of something poignant to say, or you didn't know what to do, or you couldn't help a person who asked you for advice? Well, if you're a leader, a coach, a parent, a mentor to others, a high achiever, a mover and shaker, here's something you need. Ideas. Ideas for self-motivation, ideas for personal growth, ideas for teaching others, ideas for getting ahead. You need ideas for everything. Lots of ideas. So your mind never goes blank. But the question is, how do you have a storehouse of ideas in your head for that moment when you need them? Well, let me help. I've been a writer since college, and let me tell you, that's a lot of decades. I've written more than 15 books in audiobook format, ebooks, hardbacks. I've given, at last count, 617 paid speeches, seminars, and presentations. And I write an ongoing weekly newsletter, the 2-Minute Monday Motivator. Oh, and back in my advertising days, I wrote more TV, radio, newspaper, and magazine ads than I can count. What does that tell you? Well, it tells you I'm always looking for ideas. Always. Nonstop. So I've had to create and perfect several ways to generate ideas so they're there when I need them. I never get writer's block, never get idea block, never. Here are 13 powerful ways you can overcome idea block so you're never at a loss for words, stories, quotes, or anecdotes. Here we go. Number one. Surround yourself with other idea people. These are the folks who always have great ideas, always have stories to tell. They will stimulate your thinking. They'll energize how you process ideas. Then ask them how they do it. Number two, keep a catalog of your favorite quotes by topic. Mine is more than 100 pages long in small 10-point type. I have plenty to choose from, all cataloged by topic. Number three, frequently visit quote websites. In any search engine online, just type in any topic like leadership quotes or time management quotes or fitness quotes or cooking quotes, whatever. They'll pop up. Number four, keep a catalog of stories and articles on your computer or on paper in file cabinets. Again, always file by topic so they're easy to reference. Listen to this. Comedian Joan Rivers had an endless card file where she kept individual jokes handwritten on 3x5 cards, cataloged in file drawers by topic. She would think of something funny, write it on a card, put it in the appropriate file, and before long, she could pick out all the cards in a file, and presto, she'd have a 20-minute stand-up routine on that subject. Amazing. Number five. Subscribe to many e-newsletters that are in topics of interest to you. I subscribe to e-newsletters on fitness and leadership and personal goal setting, finance, speaking. Pick your favorites. You'll get a storehouse of ideas that you can then catalog for yourself. Number six, watch TV shows, all kinds. I love learning channels like the History Channel, Biography Channel, Animal Planet. Also, sitcoms, dramas, sports, and talk shows. My wife and I enjoy watching those for enjoyment, but mostly I watch to get ideas for my books, e-newsletter, and my speeches. Number seven, watch the news. News stories can be used to illustrate a point you want to make. And for me, I'm always writing on leadership themes. Politicians provide endless fodder for idiocy in leadership. I love to bash politicians because they give me so much ammunition. Number eight, listen, truly listen during conversations with everybody, bosses, coworkers, friends, family. Listen, a 10-minute conversation with my wife has many times provided the spark of an idea for my next newsletter. Number nine, watch and listen to your kids. I just wrote a newsletter topic headlined Leadership Lesson from a 7-Year-Old about something my granddaughter said at dinner. I had no idea it was coming until she said it, but I was listening, always prepared to capture a gem. Number 10, lessons from mentors, people like your parents, coaches, and teachers, people you respect who have taught you a lot. Catalog their teachings. Number 11, catalog notes from speeches you've heard or seminars and workshops you've attended. read them as brief Cliff's Notes versions of the entire work. Number 12, notes from books you've read. Highlight, underline, dog-ear pages, and then catalog them. And don't forget to pull the best into your idea catalog by topic. And finally, number 13, keep condensed cheat sheets of favorite gems by topic. For the client strategic planning retreats I lead, I have a master cheat sheet of terms, expressions, pithy quotes, relevant sayings, bold ideas, all related to business excellence, marketing effectiveness, employee engagement, and I review that cheat sheet before I go on each morning, sometimes throughout the day. I cannot afford to forget or go blank. My clients deserve me at the top of my game. Okay, there you have them, 13 great strategies. And by the way, there are two common elements in all of them. Catalog and review. Catalog and review. Keep a catalog or electronic files or paper files by topic and review them often. Catalog and review. I can't say it enough. If you want to have a storehouse of ideas ready, top of mind, so you never go blank, never have idea block, use these 13 strategies to gather ideas and then catalog and review. Thanks for listening. You've been listening to the Flying High podcast series for high achievers with me, Rick Hocek. Can I be helpful to you? If you're lacking team alignment, a clear and bold future vision, ambitious goals, action plans to get you there, and firm accountability, yes, I can help. So let's talk. Contact me at 770-391-9122 or email me at rick@soarwitheagles.com. Be a champion today.